Great, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Troy's here, and Troy's job at this stage of the week is to saunter on down here to BFM carrying treasures.
And what treasures do you have in your bag today, Troy?
Well, shall we start with this one right here? Brand new. I think it's out tomorrow worldwide.
Just smack me across the face with it. Look how cool that treasure is. Look at him. This is really, really good. He's got some good mileage out of that mask, hey?
He has. And he's not even on this record, which makes it even...
Pardon me?
Weirder. No. What we have there is...
Abstract Orchestra, Mad Villain, Volume 1. What do you mean?
So the Abstract Orchestra from the north of England, and I think it was last year or maybe the year before, they did a record called Dilla, where they recreated all of the Dilla tunes. Well, not all of them. Some of the Dilla tunes for... a big band situation. What they've done now is they've taken taken Mad Villainy as the source, and hence why we have a picture
now
of
Dilla's
Doom on the
dead,
front.
Isn't he?
Jay Dilla is dead. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And so I mean, he really can't say anything about that. He can't really.
You're right.
Get any response to his band being, how would you put it, retooled for big band?
Yeah.
Whereas the Mad Villain.
Mad Villain, MF Doom and Madlib, both still alive.
Both still alive, yeah.
And I have no idea what they think of this. It's pretty cool. It is pretty cool. I mean, it's not like a...
Yeah, I mean, it's what it says on the tin, is Abstract Orchestra, isn't it?
Yeah, let's give it a go.
Shall we?
You would never know from this point that we're listening to all caps.
Tell you what, I feel like putting on a pair of slacks. You want to make a daytime TV show?
Just wait.
Everybody, welcome to.
Okay, so obviously there is the vocal melody of all caps, or the beginning verse of all caps.
I don't know the song at all.
You remember Mad Villainy?
Yeah, I know Mad Villainy, but I just don't remember all caps. Oh yeah, no, maybe I do now. The more I hear it.
Can you spell his name?
I want a big shout out to the solo here by Kev Holborough.
Oh, there you go.
I guess that's the flute solo, is it?
I'm not sure. There's a number of solos.
I'm just looking at the lineup of musicians we've got on the album. We've got vocals, quite a collection of tenor sax and flute players, a trumpet and flugel player, trombone, three different trombone players, and a bass trombone. All bass trombone. Yeah. Very Coronation Street. Piano, keyboards, bass, drums, and harmonica even on track one. But this particular track, all caps. Is this maybe this is the way you, maybe this groundbreaking, earth-shaking, you know, genre-destructing music, maybe this is just the way it grows. Maybe it grows into this sort of stuff nowadays.
I think so. Listen now.
Yeah. Yeah. Woo!
Suddenly, it's a 70s cop show theme.
Yeah. Great for housework. Yeah, just... Or solving crimes and, you know, mysteries and that.
Yeah. Running away.
Yeah. Running away. Hey, put on that Running Away album. Woo! See ya!
So,
I mean, this is very listenable, Troy, very pleasant.
It's a fantastic record.
It's got the weight of the original song in it somehow.
Yep. And it's not...
To the best of my memory, anyway.
It's not a direct cover, and it's not even a direct cover of Mad Lib Sources or anything. It's its own thing, but... Oh, here we go.
This may be where I go into the other room.
But you just mentioned Coronation Street. This sounds like
Coronation Street.
This sounds
like a miserable thing that's ever been invented.
A haunting cornet solo.
What has that got to do with Coronation Street apart from that miserable
dirge
of a theme tune?
I can't believe you said that.
The theme? How can the theme to Coronation Street not be anything but a miserable dirge? Let me just remind you. It goes da da na 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 da, 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 da. And then the crescendo is da, 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 da.
It's quite da, good.
Da, da, and then goes da, 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 da. And then goes da, 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 da.
Well, I find it quite emotive.
Never really roasted my cameras, to be honest.
Okay. All right, so Abstract Orchestra, Mad Villain, Volume 1. Now, it's, of course, reinterpretations of tunes from not just Mad Villainy, but Mad Villainy 2, which is what Madlib did without Doom, where he just took the same vocals and remixed it on an aeroplane and put it out.
That's right.
Cheeky bugger.
Hey, that mask on the cover, his mask reminds me of, I went around to see my nephews and niece the other day, and one of them had the Optimus Prime full head transformer mask.
Wow.
With a voice changer.
Mean.
Did you, ow, did you try to put it on?
Yeah, I just, but you know how cliche.
Yeah,
here comes right. Uncle Mike trying to put on all the masks. Classic. What have we got next, Troy?
Up next, let's have something from Northeast Africa.
Good.
From 1980. Now,
Here we go, Tess.
Sudan is the country. The group was called the Scorpions. They've been going for since 1960. Not that Scorpions.
Yeah.
And with their friend Saif Abu Bakar, who was added on vocals, they made this fantastic record entitled Jazz, Jazz, Jazz.
Well, but they could be a little bit more into it on the cover, don't you think?
Well,
I reckon, Tess, looks like they just got up.
I think they had some trouble.
Oh, sorry.
They had some trouble transferring to the 70s. They in the 60s, they were like...
I don't mean to be rude, but it looks like they may have borrowed some clothes.
Oh, come on. Or maybe it looks like they got the wrong memo about which band uniform they were wearing.
Or maybe they're just so badass that it doesn't matter what they wear on the cover because the music's just absolutely... next level.
Hit it.
Oh, I've hit the wrong one, man. We'll save that little piece of facial hair until just a moment.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Scorpions.
Scorpions with Saif Abu Bakar.
So who is the Saif Abu Bakar?
From what I understand, he was a pal of theirs that liked singing, and they took him on a couple of tours as their singer.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Here he is.
What's he got on the cover there? It's like a jumbo flute. It's a big flute, isn't it?
It's either a big flute or a particularly straight soprano saxophone.
Oh, might be right. Okay, sneak a saxophone in on me.
So what the sticker from Habibi Funk says on this is it's a breathtaking combination of funk, jazz and traditional Sudanese rhythms. I don't think that goes anywhere near into describing what this record is like.
I love where the vocals are in the mix. Yeah, I like the way that sounds.
I think the cool thing is that, like,
we're in the Sudan. Where will we play this? We play this at the 21st or at some wanky jazz club, or
no? It's because it's like a sort of an updated Sudanese folk music. It's a case you could play it anywhere.
Yeah.
Family gatherings.
Just liven up any street corner.
Now, when these guys started in 1960, musical instruments were really hard to get hold of. So they...
That's been the scene in quite a few of the African countries,
correct.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. These guys found a picture of a professional drum kit and took it to a blacksmith's and said...
Shut up!
Seriously?
Are you serious?
Yep. Make us one of these.
That's so classic!
And then they found
a blacksmith. Well, usually I'm on horseshoes and
but I'll
and
make
potbelly stoves, but I'll see what I can do for you.
And they'd heard on records that had come from America, R&B records, electric guitars, and they figured, well, I don't really know how this is done. So they worked out their own way, where they modified a guitar so it had an internal speaker, which they would then mic up and could...
Oh, the way you can turn a headphone into a speaker like and a speaker into a headphone.
They did that sort of stuff. They were extremely popular Sudanese sort of a dance group, I suppose.
Well, what a great... That's passion, eh? I really love that sound. Here's a photo of the thing that makes it.
Yeah. Can you make us one of these?
Well, what is your specialty? Well, I'm a seamstress. Well, try to do your best.
Do you think they used the seamstress for those clothes?
This is the thing. I now feel bad about taking the piss out of what they're wearing.
Yeah.
That would have been highfalutin, I guess. So what year is this? What year was this released?
This is 1980. This 1980. One
so this is this particular record we've got here is a re-release.
Yes, of course. Habibi Funk have like...
This is this whole re-release thing again, Troy, of going... I was like, how long have people been sitting on these things?
That's just the
waiting.
Thing.
I mean, the skill is just waiting for the precise moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can't think of a better time to release this album.
No,
Re-release this album, sorry. Yeah.
I mean, none of us in the rest of the world got to hear this.
No, and now we do. Thanks, the future. Let's press along to our final big seller.
Our final one for today is...
It's an 18-minute song, I'm just telling you that, ladies and gentlemen. Full disclosure, I will not be playing the whole song, unfortunately.
However,
if you tune into a midnight midnight till dawn sort of a BFM show, graveyard, if you will, that's the opportunity to hear those good 18-minutes. You know?
Now,
a bit of spoken word over the top. Beautiful.
You know Con and Amir, right? The DJ duo, Con and Amir. Amir Abdullah?
I think so, yeah.
I think you do. However, Amir for the last...
The name
few
tumbles
years,
into my head comfortably, so yes, maybe.
Amir started a label called 180 Proof, specifically to re-release historical artifacts of Black America, right? So,
oh, my God. Am I going to want this record?
Yes.
Shit.
So he's done a lot of the stuff with the Strata label. He has the rights to re-release the Strata stuff. Now, the Strata label was out of Detroit. It wasn't just a label. It was like a community group. They did food drives. They set up educational programs. They had a little gallery called the Strata Gallery, right? Mm-hmm. And because of the good works that they did, they could get people like Herbie Hancock or Elvin Jones or some bigger names. We're talking 1973, to like come along and play for like a sliver of their usual fee, so they could like open up their gallery and charge $4 for people to see.
Wow.
These huge...
Woo, that's
things.
A spirit.
And for the people that couldn't afford it, they would broadcast it on a community radio station.
Woo, that's a spirit.
Right.
Roy... Oh, gee, that's a whopper. What do you got there?
This Ooh, is the...
Look at it.
This has never been released before. The tapes were being held by the drummer's widow, who contacted Amir and said, oh, I've got this tape of, it's the entire 4 hours of the performance by Charles Mingus at the Strata Gallery in 73.
What?
Yeah. And
I'm ready to release it now.
Would you like it? Yes. So what you have here is Mingus.
Wow.
With a... Unusually for him, quite a small group. Most of Mingus's most popular things are done with big groups. This is a quintet. John Stubblefield, the tenor player.
Classic name, John Stubblefield.
John Stubble has never...
It's like a field of stubble.
Which, strangely enough, what were you trying to tell me about this word Mingus?
Isn't Mingus like that little... If you have a... Lachlan, you'd know men's facial hair well, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Do you know what a mingus is? Mingus is that little, if you just grow a little bit of hair under your lip
like
there.
What's it called?
Don't. Damn. Not the current climate.
So it's either available as a 5LP box set or as a 5CD box set.
Shut up!
Now, the 5CD
this is
box set...
What an ideal stocking stuffer this Christmas.
Hell yeah. The 5CD set contains all the music from the night, as well as Bud Spangler, who was the guy from the community radio station.
That name again, Bud Spangler.
Bud Spangler, yeah. Talking to Roy Brooks, the drummer.
Mikey Havoc, yeah.
So basically you've got...
Just talking about the gig.
Yeah, during the gig.
During the gig. Like
between sets.
This is sounding great, isn't it? Yeah.
Between
really?
Sets, yeah.
Wow!
And the other thing
is there any existing recordings of these sessions?
None.
Of anywhere? No way.
None.
Wow. Wow.
No one ever had it even to bootleg it. So this here is...
No, like a bit of any of the other bands that did sessions?
None.
Oh, my God.
Zero.
Oh, my God.
However, Amir says that when he finds those masters, they're going to come out as well. But this here is just amazing.
These are the modern treasure hunters, aren't they? Musical Indiana Jones.
Yeah. But it's a thing, if not
following
like,
whispers and myth until finally suddenly hitting the jackpot and going, what do you mean a four record set of Charles Mingus?
Five record set.
Woo!
The one we're hearing now is Peggy's Blue Skylight, which is, do you know, have you ever heard of this before? I think it was on...
I have heard of it. I don't know anything about it, but I have heard the name bandied about it.
The reason that it always amuses me is that it was about a friend of Mingus called Peggy Hitchcock.
Obviously,
Peggy,
the Blue Skylight. Yeah.
Peggy Hitchcock, who had found out that fighter jets, the glass in the cockpit, made the sky look heaps bluer, so applied for permission from the military to change her skylight to being one of these cockpit covers.
You know, this is denied
permission.
Follow your dream, I reckon, eh?
It's great.
Troy, that's a massive box set. We don't have time to really go into the detail of just how massive and awesome it is, but it's massive and it's awesome. And all these records are available right now from Southbound Records, yes?
Yes, they are.
Marvellous. Fantastic. All right.
Shall I just run through them again quickly?
Yes, please.
Charles Mingus, Jazz in Detroit, Strata Concerts, 46 Selden. That there is a 5 LP set or a 5 CD set.
First time ever available.
First time ever. For the first time outside of the Sudan, The Scorpions and Saif Abu Bakar. Their album is entitled Jazz, Jazz, Jazz. It's on Habibi Funk. And that's out now. And we started with Abstract Orchestra from the north of England doing their version of Mad Villainy. They've called it Mad Villain Volume 1.
It's going to be a terrible, terrible year for vinyl addicts this year. I wish you all the best. Hope you all make through.
It's been fantastic for me. Yeah.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T. White Spikes. Mikey.